This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What a person achieves is not out of one's own greatness, but it's because of the tawfiq and the divine enablement of Allah. And one should be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for that. This was the method of all the messengers of Allah. And in victory, and I don't mean victory in that sense, but in any personal accomplishment, in any personal achievement, one shouldn't gloat or be proud. Rather, one should be extremely humble. And that's exactly what Allah Azza wa Jalla tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here. And this is what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would do. It's a very beautiful example. Sulaiman alayhi salam. He is regarded as being a great ruler. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions about him, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيِّرِ فَهُمْ يُزَعُونَ. And Sulaiman's armies were gathered for him of the jinn, of the men, and even of the birds. And they were all amassed and arranged. And then there's that famous story of the Valley of the Ants. And here Sulaiman alayhi salam was marching with his army of jinn, birds and beasts, and humans. And they came across the Valley of the Jinn, Valley of the Ants. And the queen ant spoke to the rest. And the winds, subservient to the command of Sulaiman, carried the speech of the queen ant to its colonies. And Sulaiman alayhi salam not only heard the speech of the ant, but further, as he said earlier, they were taught the language of the birds and the beasts. وَعُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيِّرِ. They were taught the language of the birds and the beasts. So Sulaiman alayhi salam heard the whispering and the conversation of the ants. And not only that, Sulaiman alayhi salam understood the whole message. What did he do? Imagine, this is Sulaiman alayhi salam, with his armies of jinn, men, birds and beasts. The wind subservient to his command, understanding the speech of the birds and the beasts and even of the insects. That was his moment of pride and glory. What did he do? The Qur'an says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكَ. He smiled and then laughed. But then, what did he say? وقال, and he said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهِ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He did not gloat. He wasn't proud. He wasn't boastful. Rather, he said, O my Lord, grant me to prostration before him. He then turned to his father and said, O my father, this is the interpretation and the fulfillment of my dream. And then he recounted what Allah had done for him, and he said, O my father, Allah has been kind to me when he extracted me from prison. And then he mentioned some of the things. And look at the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Cast into a well, abandoned, envied by his own brothers. They attempted to kill him at first, abandoned him, sold him into slavery, brought to Egypt, sold into slavery, brought to the palace as a slave, exposed to temptation, seduction and fitna, thrown into prison innocently on the charge of rape, attempted rape, languishing in prison for so many years, removed, gradually climbed up until now he is the Lord of Egypt. What does he say? This is his peak. His parents are on the throne beside him. His brothers are in prostration before him. The whole of Egypt with its riches is at his feet. What does he do? Yusuf alayhi salam says, رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. O my Lord, indeed you have given me of the kingdom, and you have taught me the interpretation of dreams and things. Originator of the heavens and the earth, you are my master and guardian in this world and in the hereafter. O Allah, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. Take me in death as a Muslim. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And attach me to the pious servants. Yusuf alayhi salam at his peak. Sulaiman alayhi salam at his peak. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his peak. These were not conquerors. These were not monarchs. These were not lords of the worldly realm. These were the messengers of Allah.